Tips to Finding the Right Job. While we are in school, we tend to focus only on what is around us and what is coming up in the near future. However, there are some very big questions we will be facing very soon. Have you thought about what you are going to do after you finish secondary school? There is a fork in the road that leads two very different ways. One is to continue with tertiary education, and the other is to start looking for a job. There are other options, but eventually they all lead to getting or trying to get a job. Have you thought about what job would be best for you? This is not an easy question, as there are a lot of factors to consider, but the main factors are the same as they have always been. Do you go for a job that suits your interests, or do you go for a job that pays the best? Is there a way to have both? These are questions that require a lot of thought, and there is no right or wrong answer. It simply depends on what is most important to you and doing what you think is right. Many people start looking for a career that matches their interests. For example, people interested in computers may look for jobs in IT or jobs that include elements of programming. Those who like to talk to people may look for jobs in sales, communications, public relations, or marketing. The possibilities of matching your talents to a career are endless. If you have no idea how to get started, think of your school subjects and assignments. What do you like doing, and where are your strengths? Do you prefer to work alone or in a group? Your answers to these questions could shed light on the career path you should take. If you are interested in your work and are happy doing it, other people will notice. People who show a real interest in their work make more money and build a career faster than those who don't. If you enjoy what you do, problems and obstacles become easier to deal with. You'll view them as challenges rather than problems. This ability to face challenges positively also leads to being more proactive. By showing initiative, you'll learn more about the job and about yourself, which will lead to more experience and a promotion to a higher position. If you can share your enthusiasm with those around you, the whole team or office will be happier and more productive, and your supervisor will notice and appreciate it. Of course, one common factor in affecting people's job choices is the pay. People often like to say half-jokingly that money cannot buy us happiness, but it can be used to buy things that make us happy. Poor families are often portrayed by the media as unhappy and grumpy. But must we stay unhappy while working on a low-paying job? With such an unstable economy, the working poor class is growing. However, getting a low-paying job is not the end of the world. A low-paying job may, in fact, be a blessing in disguise. Use this opportunity to improve your skills at work, such as communication skills, which a lot of employers look for in their employees. Learn skills that get you closer to your dream job and improve your credentials. Give it your best shot and show people that you are serious about your work. When you start to excel at work, you have a better chance of moving to a job that pays better. Stay positive, and eventually you might land your dream job. To many people, a high-paying job is more tempting than a low-paying job. Does this mean that the higher the pay we receive, the happier we will be? Well, not necessarily. A study has found that when a person's salary hits $75,000, their financial troubles tend to be reduced significantly. Once employees start to make more than that, it doesn't make them happier. In fact, it makes the employees start to forget the importance of the little things in life, such as relationships and appreciation. Earning a higher wage probably means more stress and longer hours at work, which may lead to emotions that can negatively affect other people in the team. While important, money is definitely something that requires extra thought when looking into a career. Lastly is personality. When companies interview applicants, they look for personality traits that complement the team and the company culture. Some companies ask applicants to take a personality test to find out whether they will fit in at the company. Similar to interests, you'll do better at a company where your personality can shine. For example, if you enjoy languages, you'll probably do better in a job that requires editing or translation than one that doesn't, such as a design company. Or if you enjoy talking to other people, you might want a job in sales or event organizing to feel good, rather than a solitary job like accounting. There are other factors to consider as well. What hours do you prefer to work? Do you want to change positions over time? Does commuting time matter to you? These practical factors will affect how you view your job, even if you love it. Sometimes, people don't accept higher-paying positions in order to do something more meaningful. Every person's priorities are different, and you need to decide on yours in order to be successful and make the right choice. To do the right job, you must look at money, interests, personality, and your priorities. It's certainly not easy. The average person changes career 8 times, so don't worry too much if you get the wrong job the first few times. Our priorities change over time, so you are not locked into whatever decision you make the first time. It's most important to do our best, because only then can we succeed at our jobs, get to know ourselves better, and see just how far we can go.